1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to be part of the program and have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, Tom, welcome. How may we help you?
Good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Would it be cost-effective to put more cold air returns in a house? Our house is about 2,000 square feet, and we've got two 25 by 20 registers in the hallway. And the north side of our house is all one, you know, living area, and the other side mainly all bedrooms.
You know what, Tom? I want you to stay tuned, because we're going to be covering this in great detail in the 10 o'clock hour. But, Todd, let's give him a little tease here. How do you calculate how much return air minimum you should have?
Okay. If the first thing is you need to understand how big your air conditioning unit is. So let's say you have a 5-ton. You want to have 200 square inches of filter grill space per ton. So on a 5-ton, you want 1,000 square inches. So if you have two 25 by 20s, you have 1,000 square inches of filter grill space.
Can you have too much return air?
No, you cannot.
There's just no way. The slower you're moving it coming into the system.
Yeah, you want to control speed on the supply side, where the air comes out, where the cold air comes out. On the intake side, the slower the better. You're just going to improve how well you filter, and you're going to reduce the restriction on the air conditioning system.
Some of the most comfortable homes we've ever built were homes where we actually allowed to return air in virtually every single room.
We do a lot of new construction with innovative builders who want to build energy-efficient, comfortable homes, and we put returns in every bedroom.
They have to be sized correctly
in the bedroom. The only time you have to be concerned about having too much return space is if you have a closed room.
Close the door.
If you close the door, you can create a negative pressure. But as long as it's sized for the amount of air coming into the room on the cold side, you're fine.
Makes for a quieter system.
Correct.
Much quieter. So, Tom, I hope that answers your question. Really hard to get too much return.
What does that do to the cost in a new build if you're putting a return in every single room? I mean, while it's open on non-retrofit,
It's not that expensive on a retrofit. It's actually probably one of the most cost-effective improvements you can do to a house is going to improve how well that air conditioning system runs. The problem is most houses built before 2007, we'll say 2006, don't have enough return side air grill. So what happens is they're starved for air, and effectively they're reducing how much cooling is actually delivered to their house. So if you don't deliver enough air into the system, you're not going to get enough out.
It's part of a kind of a industry sin, not enough return air, and then on top of that, oversizing the equipment.
Correct.
It's just boom, boom, oops.
What you effectively have is a system. Let's say it's a 5-ton. They don't have enough return. It performs like a 4-ton, and they get 4 tons of cooling out of a 5-ton. They just don't realize it.
Yeah, and they spent the money for a 5-ton.
And they spent the money to run a 5-ton,
and they're short cycling, and their energy bills are higher, and they've got hot and cold spots in the house.
Yeah. The unit's going to last a lot. The life of the unit's going to be a lot shorter.
Well, Tom, you stay tuned, because in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to dig deep into the whole evolution of building science and whole house energy audits and the things we've all learned. It isn't my intent to badmouth how we were building things back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. At the time, we were doing the best we knew. But boy, we sure learned a lot in the 90s and the first decade of 21st century, I'll tell you that.
Now, earlier, and I say earlier, we were talking flies in the 8 o'clock hour, but a few weeks ago, you had mentioned something about a new fly technology that's going to bring in a whole new era. And we never quite got to that, and there's a reason for that, but I think we need to clear it up because we're getting a lot of people calling in wanting to know, what is
this new miracle cure?
And Todd, the first thing you said when you walked in is the flies are worse this year, and I think Jay hit on the head. We just didn't have a cold enough winter to kill a lot of them. A lot of them made it through. Well, and this Tom really wanted to know. He sat in his car for a half hour because he lives behind a dairy farm. Ooh. So you can imagine how anxious he was to hear about this fly technology. Give us an idea of what it is and what our little holdup on releasing this information.
We've got new technologies coming across our desk all the time that people are asking us to take a look at the testing results and see if we can get behind it with an endorsement. And some advertising.
And those take a long time because it's tested in a laboratory doesn't mean it's going to work real life.
They do. And there is a woman in Tucson who has apparently developed some type of light refraction mechanism that absolutely drives flies insane because of the ocular surface of their eye, okay? I don't get it.
Does it kill them?
It's way over my head. I don't even know that. But the product came over my desk with a short explanation of it. I got excited, talked about it on air before I knew a lot about it. And the woman that invented it has been on a vacation in Barbados for the last 3 weeks. So I haven't been able to get any more answers from her. But she promises me when she gets back, we'll have a meeting and she'll demonstrate this for me. It's something she's actually developing a patent for. And it holds out great promise for people that live backed up to a dairy or that have a little bit of livestock or, you know, fly Matt, problems at their house.
And living with livestock, we do have fly problems. I'm very curious about this myself, and I would love to, light infraction that drives them crazy. I would just enjoy watching them fly in torment. That would give me a little bit of pleasure inside, I have to be honest.
That would get you some amount of satisfaction. Here at Rosie on the
just
House.
Just before I whack it with the fly swat.
Whack it out of its insane state of mind, right? Here at Rosie on the House, we're coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to be going deep into a topic of building science and the evolution of the home energy audit and why every single home in Arizona should get one. Y'all stay tuned. That's the 10 o'clock hour. Let's see what we can learn about our house, home, castle, or cabin at Rosie on the House this next hour.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.